Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. This week's topic is about why some people might have trouble staying consistent with their meditation practice. We all know that meditation is good for our mind and can reduce stress and anxiety. It's as simple as just sitting down and closing our eyes, right? Well, it's a little more than that. Meditation requires concentration and focus. It's easy for our minds to wander and spiral into our thoughts that we might even lose track of why we're meditating in the first place. Meditation is actually not about clearing the mind and trying to think of nothing. Nor is it about controlling or ignoring what comes to your mind. It's actually recognizing your thoughts, feelings, and emotions when they come up during your meditation practice. And then we just learn to simply let them go. We let these wandering thoughts go by refocusing our attention back to our inhalations and exhalations of our breath, or by tuning into the sound of our environment. Focusing on our breath and the sounds in our environment is what I like to call anchoring. We are using our breath and the sound of our environment as an anchor. Back to why some people might have trouble staying consistent with their meditation. While consistency in meditation can be challenging for various reasons, like lack of time, difficulty in establishing a routine, distractions, too many wandering thoughts, or simply not feeling the immediate effects of meditation. Meditation is a practice that requires patience, persistence, and figuring out a routine for your practice. However, I do want to mention that some people may experience discomfort in their body. For example, that can be body aches, pain, or soreness. Some people may even feel discomfort in their thoughts that trigger certain emotions and feelings. But in meditation, we learn to recognize and let go without judgment. To let go without judgment means to not view the experience, thought, feeling, or emotion as positive or negative. It's just a thought, a feeling, or emotion. And that's just what it is. We simply don't put a label on it. What you tell yourself is ultimately what you will feel and think. So addressing the first cause of why people are not consistent with their meditation practice is that some people say, I just don't have time to meditate. When people say, I don't have time to meditate, those are usually the kind of people that actually need meditation in their life the most. Because, believe it or not, you can meditate anywhere at any time. Because meditation is just breathing. You don't need to have your eyes closed when meditating. Having your eyes closed is if you really want to tune in and deepen your practice. But having your eyes closed is actually optional. All it takes is as little as 5 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a day. You can't tell me that you don't have 10 minutes a day to sit within your practice. Now, some people say, well, it's not that I don't have time to meditate. I just can't seem to establish a consistent routine to meditate. I mentioned that we can meditate anytime, anywhere. But if we want to establish a more consistent routine for meditation, we need to figure out what time of day works best for us. Whether that's when you first wake up in the morning, during your lunch break, in the evening, or right before you go to sleep. You can start to set an alarm for yourself to remind you to meditate at that time every single day for the same amount of minutes. Maybe you can name it as, quote, it's time to meditate, with exclamation points. If you find that you keep hitting the snooze button on your it's time to meditate alarm, that means you either have to find a new time to meditate or you need to shorten your meditation time so that you can fit it in your schedule. Or Just stop hitting the snooze button and just do it. The other concern some people may have is they believe that there are too many distractions. Actually, distractions is what builds that meditation mental fitness. That meditation mental fitness is about not letting those distractions get to you or stop you from your practice. When I say distractions, I'm referring to the environmental distractions. With meditation, we are tuning into our breath and the sound around us. Environmental distractions can be your neighbor's screaming baby, or police cars, somebody mowing their lawn, or even your phone buzzing. It can be anything. We're not fighting to try our best to ignore the sounds. We are accepting the sounds as it is, because we're present, and those sounds are also present. We're also trying not to silence anything or control anything. We hear things as it is, and we just go back to breathing. Well, what if I have too many wandering thoughts? I can't stop thinking. When I start thinking about something, it leads to another thought and another thought, and I just end up spiraling into my thoughts. Well, firstly, wandering thoughts are normal. Our minds are always going to wander. It's very normal. It's a human thing. Remember, whenever our minds begin to wander, we bring our attention back to our breath. We notice that we are wandering and we tune back into our anchor point, which is our breath. We are using our breath as an anchor to pull us back into our meditation practice. I sometimes switch between the anchoring with my breath and sounds, because I find that if I focus way too much on my breath, I end up getting sleepy. So with that being said, find whichever option works best for you, whether that's only breath, only sound, or combining the two. Lastly, one of the main reasons why most people aren't consistent with their meditation is because they feel as though they're not seeing immediate results. Just like someone who wants to go from 0 push-ups to 10 push-ups, it takes consistency. There isn't a set time or date on when you'll start seeing results. Meditation is a practice with yourself. It's a space for you to tune in with yourself. It's a space for you to get to know you. People get into meditation for many reasons, like wanting to reduce stress, gaining better clarity, self-discovery, the list goes on. Seeing results is about what your intention for meditation is about. Some people may not be seeing results because they just haven't found their style of meditation yet. There are actually so many methods of meditation to explore and to learn about. If you don't want to meditate on your own yet or feel comfortable doing so, you can always take meditation classes, or you can always join an online community that teaches meditation. Don't be afraid to reach out to other meditation practitioners if you're curious about their practice of meditation. Go travel, go on a retreat. There are so many ways to get started with meditation. Meditation is so simple, yet so powerful and transformative. This week, if you're committed to meditation, I have a challenge for you. For the entire week, take just 10 minutes out of your day to sit quietly and breathe. Set a 10-minute alarm if you need to, but try doing this for a week. If you like journaling, I highly suggest that you journal some of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come up for you. Think about questions like, what did you notice within those 10 minutes of sitting still? Was it hard? Did you catch yourself mind wandering and having to refocus your attention again? Were you constantly distracted? Come up with a bunch of questions and just journal about your experience within those 10 minutes. That concludes episode 3 of this week's podcast. I really hope you were able to gain some clarity on how to stay more consistent with your practice. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one, I work with adults who want to get started with their meditation, or people who just want to stay more consistent with their meditation practice. Book your first free consultation with me using my scheduling link located in my description box. And while you're at it, feel free to stop by my Facebook page for more details. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast, and I'll see you next week.